Disaster request approved for 16 Tennessee counties. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Governor Bredesen was notified this past week that his disaster designation request for 16 counties across the state has been approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That means that farmers in those counties and those contiguous counties are now eligible to apply for assistance, including emergency loans and supplemental farm payments. The disaster designation comes because of the heavy rains and flooding that occurred in September and October. Now, the primary disaster counties include Bradley, Chester, Cumberland, Hamilton, Hardeman, Lauderdale, Macon, McMinn, McNary, Meigs, Polk, Ray, Shelby, Smith, Trousdale, and Wilson counties. Now, the governor has also requested that five more counties be added to the list to be considered disaster areas as well, and they are Claiborne, Cock, Rutherford, Sevier, and Union counties. And farmers looking to find out more information on possible assistance can contact their local farm service agency located at the USDA Service Center. Now, harvest of the state's major row crops is finally all but complete, and given the fact that there was so much rain this harvest season, Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture calls it a pretty good year for farmers.
I think it's been a very good year. I think that the preliminary reports from the Statistics Service, you know, indicates that it looks like that our cotton yield is going to be real good this year. The quality, they may dock it some for the quality. I think our soybean crop is going to have almost a record yield, and as well as the corn. So despite the fact it's a little bit longer getting corn in the ground, a little bit longer getting it harvested in the field, but all those yields really look pretty good.
Well, Tennessee farmers had the largest soybean crop since 1979, and it could be the second highest yielding crop on record. Yields are up as well for both corn and cotton. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.